Today, injury-wise, David Osbury did not practice with a foot. Vincent Brown was full today with a hamstring. T.J. Carey did not practice today with an ankle. Jimmy Checkwood did not practice with a hamstring. Gabe Jackson did not practice with a knee. Keith McGill was limited today with a groin. Jermaine Oluwole was limited today with a shoulder. Carlos Rogers did not practice with a knee, and Justin Tuck was limited today. Oh, yeah.
Ideal week to be short on cornerbacks.
No, not an ideal week. Okay. But we'll be fine. We got plenty of time before we play the game. So we'll see where we are here at the end of the week. So, but we're well aware of where we are at that position right now.
Is Jackson's injury serious or?
I don't know if I would classify it as serious, all right, but whether or not he plays this week, I mean, we'll see how it goes towards the end of the week here. So we'll have to, gauge it tomorrow. So he did his work with the trainers today, and we'll see where he is tomorrow. So, I'm not going to get into all that. But
Khalif could be next up in that spot.
It could be Khalif. Yeah, could be. So.
Peyton Manning struggled his rookie season, and today he said that experience was his best teacher. Do you believe for Derek Carr, just going through the ups and downs, is going to make him a better quarterback in the future?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sure. I think anytime you get this kind of experience, it beats the heck out of the other kind of experience where you're just, where you're sitting on the sideline and there's an unknown there, when all of a sudden you're called in there and you have to do it. I think that Derek's experience right now in game situations, game management situations, the things that he's seeing that he learns from every week, I think that's a huge, huge value. And, as I said the other day, I mean, if I were watching this, as a fan, if I were watching this, an opponent, okay, any of those things, I mean, that would concern me down the road. In other words, that this guy is getting the kind of experience and he's playing at a level that he's playing at right now. And I mean, for a young quarterback right now, I mean, I don't know how many young quarterbacks there are in the league at this point, but I think he's playing as good as any of them right now.
How do you keep the morale up just by the way things are going?
Honestly, I mean, these guys are really good professionals, in the locker room there. We've been really positive. I'm really truthful with them. I think that, that's important. At this point, I think you got to hear the truth. Sometimes people like hearing the truth, okay, or they say they like hearing the truth unless it's about them. And then they really don't want to hear the truth. So, our guys hear the truth every single day. And the truth is that our football team is getting better. And that's the truth. We haven't won any football games yet, but we're getting better. And we're getting closer and closer to doing that. And, I know, so you guys, where are we getting better? How are we getting better? Look, I looked at the last four games, okay, and I looked at the previous four games, all right? I know where we're getting better. I mean, if there's 25 areas, we're better in 20 of them right now, okay? Better. Now, is it good enough? Okay? Obviously, it hasn't been good enough. So telling these players the truth right now, knowing that they're getting better, they're having some successes in different points in time during the course of some of these games against good people, I think keeps the morale up. And anytime you get competitors in an arena, okay, and they get a chance to compete at a high level against a good football team, it's easy to keep their morale up. So it's part of their job too, But it's also part of mine.
You were on the Dallas staff when DeMarcus Ware was there, I assume.
Yeah, I was there when we drafted him.
And he appears to be having a pretty solid year this year. They bring in with Von Miller. Are they running those guys off opposite sides, the same side? How are they?
No, I mean, they're playing them on opposite sides. I mean, occasionally you'll get, you could see them maybe on the same side, but mostly opposite sides. I mean, obviously, if they're on the same side, it's a little easier to grab them. When they're on opposite sides, it's hard to decide where you're going to help, and who you're going to help on. So that makes it a challenge. I mean, one guy's got, 9 sacks. The other guy's got 8 sacks right now. They have 20 five sacks as we speak. And, you know, they're two outstanding rushers. I mean, I've always – DeMarcus Ware is a phenomenal person, first of all, and he's a great – you know, really has been a great player, you know, was a great player for us in Dallas. And, you know, I know how dynamic a pass rusher is, and, you know, you can see his maturity. And then Vaughn, you know, I've always had a lot of respect for him as a player. So, you know, they're two dynamic players. I mean, it's rare that you find two on the same team like that. So it's going to be a heck of a challenge for us.
It seems like that around draft day there were a lot of comparisons of Mack and Vaughn Miller. Now that you've kind of seen Khalil play some, you've obviously studied Vaughn Miller a lot. Mm-hmm. Are there similarities in styles and how they're used? Is that a fair comparison now?
Yeah, there's similarities to how they're used. You know, I think now with DeMarcus there, Vaughn's being used a little bit differently, you know, where Khalil is more, you know, being used as a strong side player, you know, in a strong side situation for us, you know, at the point of attack in a lot of situations. So with DeMarcus there, they can change that a little bit, you know, at this point. So I think, you know, maybe the job description has changed just a little bit, you know, in Vaughn's situation. You know, yeah, I still feel that way. You know, I still feel that way at this point, yeah.
All the snaps that DJ Hayden had the other day was pretty much a crash course considering he only had like five the week before. How did you feel about the way he handled the entire 6 week period or whatever it was in terms of, you know, getting his body right, keeping it mentally?
Yeah.
Hit the field, being able to contribute fairly quickly.
I was really pleased with the way DJ handled the rehab part of it. I really was. You know, honestly, you know, you put him in that situation, so there's a time limit on the situation, obviously, you know, before you could get him back. He may have been prepared to go out there a little bit earlier, you know, than that, but not much earlier than that, you know, and we needed the couple weeks to get him ready to go. But I've been more impressed with how he's handled things mentally. You know, he stood involved in the meetings, you know, made sure that, you know, his coaches, you know, got him his information and those type of things. So I think all that's been really good. I think, you know, Joe Woods, you know, Marcus have done a good job with him that way. So, you know, when he did get called into duty there, you know, it really wasn't a problem mentally. I mean, we didn't have, you know, DJ didn't have mental mistakes in the ball game. What he suffered from in the ball game the other day, okay, was either, you know, obviously, I mean, we already rehashed that, you know, with the penalty thing, but fundamentally, you know, you don't get that time back when you miss that kind of time. You know, I mean, getting enough reps at, you know, in his pedal against speed, you know, getting enough reps at specific techniques, you know, and how he's going to play this technique man-to-man-wise, those things like that, what he's doing with his hands. Those are all things that, you know, he hadn't been able to get. So, you know, he's getting them now, and he's getting better each day out there at practice.
From the time he was drafted, I remember when he was, and then he got hurt as a rookie, but it seems like he's built himself up in the upper body quite a bit.
He actually has. He's changed his body, you know, to be honest with you. That was something that we took note of in training camp, you know, when he reported it. And then I went back through it. You know, I went back through all the training camp notes during the bye week, you know, when this situation occurred here. And one of the things that I noticed was where he was body weight-wise prior to this and then where he was when he reported to training camp. Hey, and kind of where he is right now. So, you know, he's done a really good job that way of kind of, we, you know, stripping him down and building him back up. He's a bigger, stronger player right now, you know, than he was prior to, you know, obviously coming in here.
Clark's always had success in the past when he's been used as a tailback. Is that something you guys might look at and get together running game for a little spark?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can certainly do that. You know, I mean, Marcel's had his hands on the football a couple times. You know, he's been limited the last couple weeks, you know, I mean, with his, you know, and to be honest with you, today I felt like he moved around the best that I've seen him move in a while today. So, you know, that's something that you could see happen because he's a big back, you know, that carries the ball a little differently, you know, I mean, than the other runners that we have. And, you know, in his opportunities last year, that was something that he did a good job of. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we're trying to, you know, we're just trying to get to a point where we can get enough carries, you know, to go around period here. And, you know, bringing one more guy into the mix at this point, although it might be, you know, it may be great and it might be a spark, you know, is a thought.
The 36-yard pass interference penalty the other day. Two guys going down, a little bit of marginal contact. They throw a flag, they get a first and goal.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Woodson was on with the Denver media today, and he told him he thought, you know what, we had to go to college rules. We had to go to 15-yard pass interference. It's just, you know, it's not for that kind of contact. It's just not fair. Would you like to see a change in pass interference rules? Do you think sometimes that the reward that teams get is bigger than they should get?
You know, honestly, I mean, I'm not going to get too close to that. I mean, Charles has a lot more money than I do, but a lot. Hey, so, but, you know, what I will say, you know, on that situation is just that, you know, I'm not I kind of feel like as the game goes on, you know, and now, you know, when I turn the film on now, I'm watching, you know, 190 plays every week, you know, and you're going through them several times. And, you know, I can go through the game and watch it pretty clearly and see some things that, you know, maybe weren't called from our end. You know, when I say that, I mean, think fouls that we had, that we did, okay? And then, we're, you know, so at the end of it, I kind of feel like all those things even out, so.
I think that, if I recall, T.J. Carey kind of injured his ankle and then came back into the game, at least on special teams. Is his omission from practice today a sign that maybe he was worse for the wear, or is it a precautionary
thing? No, he wasn't worse for the wear. It was not, and it wasn't a precautionary thing. You know, I mean, we're just trying to get him through some of this right now and see where he is. So, you know, I mean, we need to get TJ out there, okay? But, you know, obviously, if he's not ready to go out there, we can't put him out there at this point. So, you know, today was a rehab day for him, and you know, we'll see where he is tomorrow and see if we can get some work out of him tomorrow. But, you know, to play against a team that we're playing, make no mistake about it, okay, your defensive backs need to be out on the field. I mean, this guy, you know, this quarterback threw 8 incompletions against us in 2 games last year. 8 total incompletions out of 65 attempts, okay? And that's 87.3% completions, okay? So if you're not out there and you're not seeing it, it's going to be hard to play.